come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling, just you and I.
This is Alex Chadwick. It was 1897 when the first Oldsmobile rolled off Ransom E. Old's factory floor, before highways, before automatic transmission, before NASCAR. Today, the 35 millionth, 229,000th, 218th Oldsmobile will be built in Lansing, Michigan. It will be the last one. The director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, Dick Messer.
R.E. Olds was actually a very, very good friend of Henry Ford, and that goes way back to the early 1900s. And starting in the early 1900s with the curved dash Olds, Oldsmobile has always been one of the great makes of the American automobile world. And to see its last day come, it's a sad day. It really is.
General Motors owns the brand now, and 4 years ago, it decided to end it. Declining sales, the company said. Many Olds fans were shocked by the news.
I'm like a lot of other people that got Oldsmobiles and have Oldsmobiles that we didn't think that they were doing the right thing. We can't understand why they stopped building Oldsmobiles. Seems to us they were selling them.
That's Jack Tokey. He owns Jack's Auto Service in Traverse City, Michigan, and loves Oldsmobiles, all of them.
There's a lot worse cars out there on the road than Oldsmobiles, and Oldsmobiles always done a good job. And it's just hard to understand and why they would shut them down.
It's hard to say what the corporate gurus, you know, how the decision comes about. But I can tell you this. Over a period of time, most of them are proved not to be too smart.
Dick Messer again from the L.A. Car Museum.
I've been to meetings where they actually described and talked about why Oldsmobile was canceled. And the bottom line was, well, we're losing money on the brand. Well, I don't know if many cars being made today here in the United States where they're making money on the brand.
But to be fair to those corporate gurus, Oldsmobile was losing a lot of money. 20 years ago, they sold well over 1 million Olds. Last year, about a tenth of that. What's next for Olds and Olds fans? The cars won't disappear. Great classics never do. As Dick Messer explains, the fickle American consumer is bound to find the next best thing.
People do move on. I mean, look, one of the best cars ever made in this country was a Packard. Some people say the Packard was a better car than a Rolls-Royce at you know, a third the price. It's not here anymore. Studebaker. I have a Studebaker truck. It's the greatest truck you ever see. You can't kill it. It's a fabulous truck. They're out of business. So this is just another piece of automotive history. General Motors is saying, you know, goodbye to Oldsmobile. And like every other corporation, it's a bean counter's world. The stuff that sells is going to be pushed, and the stuff that doesn't sell, it goes away.
Things do go away. Companies do die and evolve and change. So, to toss an old jingle from a few years ago back at it, there isn't going to be another new generation of Olds. There's just your father's Oldsmobile, and that's it. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick.